This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
There are no words to describe Manasseh's wickedness as a man and king. He sinned and caused his whole generation to do the same. He undid the good his father, King Chizkiah, had done. He promoted idolatry and erected an idol in the house of God. He murdered Isaiah, his own grandfather, and sacrificed his own children. No one was more evil. One day the enemy captured Manasseh, and they placed him in a copper cauldron and lit a fire underneath. Manasseh called out to every god that he had ever worshipped, but to no avail. Finally, when there are no choices left, he remembered the God of his fathers and called out in prayer. His prayers were answered, and Manasseh was saved. God, in essence, says that if he didn't accept Manasseh in repentance, then he would be locking the door to all other repentant sinners. This powerful story reminds us that God's door is always open to those who wish to return to him. If he could find a way to forgive the wicked Manasseh, our Almighty Father can find a way to forgive anyone. It's never too late and never too difficult. Turn to God and confess your sins to him, and then feel the freedom and gift of forgiveness. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Learn more about the Land of Israel and the Jewish faith with our free educational resource, Limud. More information is available at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.